Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, home of the world's greatest artist, TLC, Gladys Knight, India RE, Indigo Girls, and Hartsfield Atlanta Jackson Airport, the Falcons, and Clark Atlanta University. This is The Bright Side with Technisha, a daily show with real people with real experiences. And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone. And today is December the 2nd, 2016, and we are already almost through with this month. We'll be saying 2017. But let's make sure that we stay motivated and keep our minds focused, as I always say. I am so thankful to be here with you for this whole entire week, and I thank you for tuning in and listening. I apologize for being late. Of course, as you know, when you're dealing with the internet, you have these difficulties, right? But grace of God, He let the show continue on. But I hope everyone is ready for the holidays, because it is coming up. But I have the pleasure to be sitting down here and chatting with a writer, a producer, and an actor. Got too many hats for me. Ivan Djurdjevic, and he has a new movie out that we'll be seeing this coming month called It Watches. Ivan, thank you so much for being so patient and being on with us today. I appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. That's right. So it's wait a minute. It's morning for you, because it's afternoon for me.
Yeah. It's sunny somewhere. I mean, it is morning for me. I did forget that you're on the other side. nonetheless, happy day.
Yeah, that's right. Happy day. If you woke up to see another day, hey, that was a blessing just to live to see. So you tell somebody out there that you love them and hug them and quit all that fussing and fighting. But anyhow.
Yeah, I call my mom every day to tell her that.
I know, that's right. I call my mom, too. And my mom's not doing so well, so I will be seeing her, because my mom stays in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She doesn't live here. This is my home, Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised. I take out the time to do that. But,
it takes a second, and it makes the biggest difference for them. So, you know, that's all it is.
Take a
second, say I love you, and it'll brighten up their day. So.
And that's for anybody. And I will have to be honest. I wasn't always on the best terms with my mom as I started getting older past my 20s, because I'm 33 now. But at the same time, you have to put that to the side, because you never know when the last day is for that person to actually leave, or when your last day, so you don't need that animosity or anger. And if it angers you too much, then maybe you just need to go in the corner and pray about it. But this is the season. This is the year anyway, or next year, to spend time with your family and enjoy all this holiday cheer. And speaking of family, your mom, Ivan, I read up on, was with you every step of the way during the production of It Watches. She even did all the catering
for
30 people. Now, that's a super mom.
She is a super mom, and honestly, to this day, she still amazes me. I'm like, where do you get the energy? You know, she's 66 years young, beautiful, but she acts like she's 20 years old, and I'm like, mother, what's going on here? Because if you're drinking some kind of special juice in the morning, I need some of that.
No, that's right. It
helped to have her here. She was amazing. She catered for the movie. You know, cooked two meals a day for 30 people, which is just insane, especially in my small little kitchen. And then on top of it, you know, having her, because aside from, you know, being the one of the stars, you know, I was there first on set with my business partner, Dave Parker, and we were the last to leave. So, you know, sleeping was more napping in between. and she made sure that I at least did that and got a meal in. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing to be able to work with your family.
See, that's moms for you. Because she loves you, that's all. And when a mom can sit down and actually take care of more people and you not even related to her, that makes you a totally bad mom. Not bad as in horrible, but bad like, hey, you got it going on. Go on ahead, Ivan, mom. Shout out to you, darling.
But now, real quickly, just because
Go ahead.
I want to correct you. It's Yvonne. I know it's a European name. They spell it Ivan, but it's pronounced Yvonne. I just figured I'd go ahead and put that out there. The other day, the day before, a friend of mine, Jeffrey Reddick, who wrote Final Destination, he has a new movie, Dead Awake, coming out about sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. And he was doing a shout out to Dave Parker and myself for It Watches. And I always get a kick out of it. I mean, it's the thought that counts, but I always get a kick out of it that, you know, he had so much trouble on air to say my name. And I was just sitting there like, oh, poor guy. He's trying to do something nice. And my name's just messing it all up. But, you know, it's all good.
And then when you know they're just destroying the poor name, look, you're like, oh, Lord, they just call me. Just call me by my initials, ID.
Exactly. Well, but by this point, I'm used to it. And honestly, like I said, you know, the fact that someone's taking the time to do something like that and mention us is just amazing. And it speaks wonders about him and what type of person he is. So.
Right. That's good when you have people like that on your team. It's hard to find that relationship nowadays. And when you do, you can't let that go, you know, when you got that relationship, especially on a production, because everybody, they go their own ways after they do the production, but you manage to just keep that friendship going, so that's pretty good.
Even more so when you're doing a smaller production like this, it really, mm-hmm. A lot of the movie's success is based off of people, you know, and the people are the ones that make it or break it, you know, them. The word of mouth,
true,
and them really pushing it really helps out, and so, you know, we're just thankful that we have such amazing people supporting us and people that we know and people that we don't even know, you know. So it's pretty amazing what situation we've been in, and we're very thankful
that's
for
right. it. That's right. I agree. It takes a whole community, a village to do that. How do you guys come up with this movie? It watches. I love it. I saw a little sneak peek of it. I love horror movies. I do. I grew up on horror movies with Jason, Friday 13, Michael Myers, you name it. I get a kick out
all the
of classics. Horror movies. Yes. Well,
you know, I'll tell you, I actually, you know, I watched a lot of classics growing up, but I wasn't the most avid horror fan. I mean, I've definitely grown into a lot larger horror fan now, but Dave Parker is the horror aficionado. And so Dave and I met on a TV show he was directing a while back, and we worked together, and we shared a lot of the same interests of wanting to do our own work and wanting to, you know, kind of just have the freedom to see our vision through and, you know, and not have it be altered at all. And, you know, it's not something that everyone gets to do. So we started talking, and we went and saw Paranormal Activity, which was a bit of an inspiration, in the sense that that movie is so effective in what it did, and Oren Peli is, you know, he hit it on the money right there, but not so much as taking the exact style, because we knew that everyone and their mother was going to be trying to replicate that, but, you know, taking the fact that they used the handheld, and it was so effective in certain areas, and we really wanted to try and take that and use it as a tool. So first off, we came up with an idea, and it was actually originally a short, and that kind of slowly but surely developed into something bigger and a different idea, and then after about a year of writing, you know, it was kind of time to figure out, all right, are we going to pull the trigger? Are we going to make this happen? And if so, how exactly are we going to do that? Because the biggest thing that you can do on a smaller, you know, movie is preparation. I mean, even on a bigger movie too, but like you can never be too prepared. And so we started preparing, and we started, you know, building a team to do it, and cast and crew and all that stuff. And the process was pretty, you know, there was times, like anything, there was struggles and stuff like that. And even, you know, we had to push back a couple of times for different reasons. But thankfully we did, and we never rushed it, and we waited until it was the right time. And yeah, I mean, we had a great time shooting. We had an amazing cast and crew that I couldn't stress that enough. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the movie we have today. And they deserve a lot of credit. You know, it's an amazing thing when people get together, what they're able to do. So yeah. And then, you know, it's funny because I never saw myself getting into anything but the acting side. So doing this movie actually opened up totally different paths for me, which, you know, acting is my passion, and that's something that I look to do the rest of my life. But, you know, I started writing more myself, and I really enjoyed producing. And I really enjoyed having to, you know, juggle the two, you know, even though it sounds crazy. It was a challenge, and I actually learned about myself that I have a lot of discipline in that fact, where it's like there was times where, you know, I need to handle something on the producer side, and then there's times where it's like, nope, this is about my performance, you know. And we had each other's backs, and we had other people there to watch our backs as well. So I had the ability to say, okay, right now this is all I can focus on.
Right, and that makes the interesting aspect. And that's the interesting aspect of it all, you know, knowing that you have to, one minute I might have to be the producer, next minute I might have to do a little bit of acting, but you know how to entwine both of those and separate the two. Okay, now I'm on this film, let me put my producer hat to the side, but it's good that you can pick up on those skills. I think any little bit that you can pick up on, hey, it works wonders, especially when you're doing that movie production, because you can always have good input. Okay, this is not the way I want it, but I love that you got to take part in all of it.
I've told many people this, and you know, I'm going to tell you right now. And it's no new thing, but this has been the best learning experience that you can ever get, because hands-on always will stick with you. You know, you can go and you can read and you can take classes, you can do this, that, but when you're put in a situation and you have to act on it, that's when you learn. And you have no other way of doing it but figuring it out, you know?
You took the words right out of my mouth. You did. I've been saying that for the longest. When I went to school, I'm not going to call you out, school, but I do love my alma mater and my alumni. I do. But at the same time, when I was taking courses for news production, because I still want to go into news production, but all we did was read books. And then he might send you out, like one of my professors would send you out with we were using an XL Canon camera. Big, chunky old thing. I never did. He gave us an assignment. He wanted to do 12 different shots. I'm like, okay, he wants to do 12 different shots. Okay, I can read these shots close up. He wants to do a medium shot, all different types of shots. Okay, but at the same time, you're not actually showing me how to do it. You prefer me to read the book and then go out there, and then I come back and I get a grade, but you haven't technically showed me. I agree with you so much. Hands-on is so much better. I felt that I learned a little more at my intern, but I feel I could have done better when I was interning at a news station if I would have had more hands-on while I was still in college, because that's why I should have chose another one. But I hope they have improved their communications program at my school, because it just reading the book all day, I'd be like,
I think that was a thing of the past. You know, I could be wrong, but and I think that obviously over time, that's been the big thing, is that it has been improving, and it has, you know, people adapt and things adapt and courses adapt. So
they
I think
do.
That people realize, you know,
I
in order for. Yeah, I mean, and you know, again, that, there's nothing wrong with that, that it's like, okay, well, back in the day, you sit down, you read this book, you try and retain this knowledge, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, over time, I think people realize, like, okay, like, we want our kids to know how to do it and do it right. You got to go out there and show them. Like, you know, it's as easy as that. So.
Exactly. You do. You have to get up front. I think that's how children are learning now anyhow. They have to actually do it. But, you know, with this with this type of movie being out now, because like I said, I love the horror genre. I do. Explain your role of Andre in this movie.
Absolutely. And the cool thing about this movie, I'm just going to quickly touch on this, is being it that Dave was from the horror side and I was at the time not so much, it was really cool having the collaboration between the two of us, because we wanted to make a movie that appealed to the horror genre, but at the same time, we wanted it to appeal to the general audience. So there is definitely the type of film that if you like, you know, not knowing exactly what's going to happen next, you know, having you on your toes, definitely gets under your skin, and it's very unnerving at times. So that was the fun challenge in this one, where it was like, how can we make this so that everyone has something in it for them? Andre's just recently been in an accident. He's banged up. He's having trouble remembering things. You know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in an accident, but a lot of times there's shock and there's so many different variables that go into it that, that affect you. And so his buddy Robert gets asked him if he can house sit this house. And he has nothing else going on because he needs to take it easy. So he says yes, and he gets dropped off at this house, but he doesn't know whose house this is. And, you know, that for anyone is a bit of a different experience, and also even a little bit, you know, scary and uncertain. So he spends his time there, and we get to go with him and go on this fun ride in this, you know, creepy house. But he's a very soft-spoken type of guy, and a lot more complex than, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. That's all I'm going to say without, you know, giving away too much about Andre. He, you might think one thing, and, you know, he's got a lot, he's got a lot to show.
Well, I definitely can't wait to see it. So what were some of the scouting locations that you were able to use to verbalize how this film was going to actually come out to look?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of that was a combination of Dave and I having, you know, early on we had an idea of what we wanted it to look like based off of mm-hmm. – different films that we've seen, and then even more so, you know, when we were planning, we actually were looking at different cameras, and really a lot of it was based off of the look that the camera was giving. And so we wanted it to have that cinematic film look, but at the same time, we had, you know, we had to keep in mind that we were going to be indoors in a house. And so, we ended up going and getting a couple of Canon cameras, Canon 7Ds, and we, again, when we teamed up with our DP, Will Barrett, who, you know, having a director of photography like Will is so key for a movie like this, because Will is first off, an extremely talented guy. He knows what he's doing. He's very good at what he does. But he was willing to collaborate with us, and he was willing to take chances and see what the outcome was going to be. And so for us, this being, you know, an experimental type of film and very unconventional, it was key to have someone like him to say, hey, Will, we got an idea. We want to try and shoot this and have it like this, and then all of a sudden it's going to come back around like this. And Will kind of sit there and think to himself, and he will and be like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do it. All right, let's go. And so, you know, it's so awesome when you can have a group of people get together and have different ideas and complement each other's ideas and make something completely unique out of it. So that's kind of how it all came to.
Oh, see, that's what makes that enormous success, having that good collaboration.
Well, it's huge. And, you know, a lot of times people don't allow, like, they'll allow it, but you know, we wanted our cast and crew to put their input. We wanted them to have a say. You know, not that we were going to always be able to use everything, but we were like, hey, if you have a suggestion, you have an idea, please voice it. We want to hear what you have to say. Because, you know, you never know. Someone might have a really good idea, but if they feel like they can't, you know, put their input or help out, then you might be missing out, and you're the one that's going to suffer for it. So,
right.
We're all creative. I mean, we all want to be. We all want to be working. We all want to be, you know, creating. So it'd be unfair for us to say, oh, you know, this is it and that's it. You can't. You know, you got to let people at least participate.
Right. It's stuff like that that keeps it going. I think so too. Now, besides that, what type of experience are you expecting for us, the viewers, to get from the movie?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's really a refreshing thing to be able to say this. And Dave and I, early on, when we got involved with this movie, we said that we wanted to do it, and we didn't want to change our outlook throughout it. We wanted to stick with the way that we were thinking. And most of all, we wanted to make it, because we wanted to create and we wanted to be working, we wanted to make something that's going to entertain people. And the biggest compliment to me is that people take the time to watch it out of their busy schedules. And then on top of it, if they actually feel something from it, whether they like it or don't like it, if this movie can cause them to think and actually wonder and maybe have a conversation about it or an argument, that's what I want. I hope that it's not the type of movie that you feel like it was spoon-fed to you and you know exactly what's going to happen throughout it and you might as well have just made it up yourself in your head. You know, and that's, to me, like, already I'm thankful if you take the time to watch it, but if it actually stumps you and has you guessing, then we've done our job and we've succeeded, you know?
Well, exactly. Yes. Now, with that being said, you have two more other projects that you're working on right now, and I say kudos. You're doing two movie scripts and a TV script, which I think that's really awesome. That's keeping you busy. How do you even keep track of all these projects you have in development? What is that routine like?
Well, for anyone that knows me, they know that it's really difficult because I tend to start a million things at once, and then I have trouble sitting down and finishing one. I'm a little bit scattered, but the TV pilot is already done. It's written. Once this movie comes out, I'm gonna sit down and I want to do some revisions on it. But that, for the most part, is ready, and I need to start taking meetings and looking to see where I can and get that going and get that set up. But it's kind of the type of thing where you kind of have to, you know. The two TV, the two film scripts, one of them, the idea came about a long time ago, and it's something that is definitely more of a passion project. It's a romantic comedy, a little bit different. And it actually takes part mostly in Europe. So that's something that I've got no time mark on it, and it's something I enjoy going back and adding to, but it's not like, it's not something that I need to worry or rush to get done. And then the other movie script is such a fun, crazy, action-packed movie. The best way I can say it, it's a mix between Point Break meets Suicide Squad. And it's something that's definitely going to be unique that no one's ever seen before. The way I do it is I just look at it and I say to myself, what do I see as, you know, you've got to give it a level of importance. What do I need to get done for me to be happy, you know? So I'm focusing on the pilot, and then the next up is that the action movie. And on top of that, you know, I'm constantly auditioning. Yesterday I had an audition, and, you know, that's the life of an actor. You audition, you try and get other roles that, you know, you work with other people that have put in countless hours and sweat and tears into making it. And then you know, some do and some don't, but I, through my production company, ID Entertainment, I want to continue to put my own material out there and hopefully, you know, grow that into a bit more of a stable.
Well, the way I see it, there's no means to an end for you whatsoever. You definitely are out there right now, and I'm very excited about this movie coming out. It watches, and I think people are going to be happily surprised by it. They are. They're going to get their money's worth off of this. It's going to turn out to be a great night's movie that people are going to really think it's cool and talk about later on. It's going to be in the category of paranormal, but I'm really excited about it right now.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's this is the first one that I've seen through from the beginning to end. So it's really right now is kind of a crazy time because, one, it's been great talking to you know, people like yourself, and you know, we've been fortunate to have some really great reviews and have done a lot of great press. But you know, come December 6th when it comes out on VOD, video on demand, and February 21st when it's on DVD, like I don't know what to expect, and I love it, and it's exciting, and I can't wait to see the outcome. You know, and I think that it's even like I mentioned before, I'm okay with, you know, with making movies. You have to know that you're going to create something, you're going to have a vision, and you're going to put it out. And people have their right to, you know, their opinion. So when you go into it with that, with that mentality where it's like, I'm not making this for everyone to like it. You know, I hope that most do, but not everyone has to, you know, and like, there's plenty of movies that I've gone into.
Right.
I'm like, you know, the execution was good and it was there, but it's just not my type of thing. And I don't hold that against the filmmaker because that was their vision. So that's completely okay. So it'll be really fun to see how people react to it and, you know, see if hopefully if it does well, we can create some more opportunities to go and work more. You know, that's the end all goal is we just want to be working.
I know that's right. Well, I salute you because I can probably understand being a director or producer. It's nerve-wracking. It can be intimidating at times. And I'm sure it's totally different than when you're actually acting in a movie than the difference when you actually have to act in a film. You have to direct. That's a different story. But we are expecting a great outcome, and I'm expecting more from you and hope to have you on. Make sure you catch It Watches. It will arrive on VOD on December the 6th, followed by a DVD, which will release of next year, February 21st.
Yes.
But if you want more information, you follow my guy here. He's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But
and
let
Snapchat.
Me spell out his name. And you can find It Watches, too. You can follow it on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him on, as I said, his social media.
Ivan Drovic.
And his name is.
Ivan Drovic.
His name is. His name is.
The American version is. What's that?
I would say your first name is spelled Ivan.
Yes.
Because, look, I messed it up the first time. I'm like, I'm not going to mess up the man's name.
But that's right. Spelled Ivan.
It is. And we're so Americanized, like everything. That's why I'm always, when I have a difficult name to pronounce, I'm always going down like, okay, whatever you think it is the first time, it's usually not. It'll always be the second one, okay.
Well, but you know what?
And
at the end of the day, look, we're all human. And again, you're absolutely
right.
There's so many different cultures and stuff like that and so many different pronunciations and stuff like that. So it's simple as, hey, actually, this is how it's said. Thank you. You know, and that's it. You know, and there's nothing to feel bad about. You know, it's we're all human, and I appreciate that you put the effort to say it right, and that's all you can do.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy my time with you here, and I'm like I said, I'm hoping for so much more from you when your next.
Well, I hope
no
that I get
film,
to talk to you again soon on the next project.
Yeah, please do. my ladies and gents, make sure you check it out now. It watches. It's coming on out December the 6th, so we'll be expecting that. And the DVD will be hearing you next year in February. So good luck to you and your crew. I thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you much. All right. Take care.
You too. But we're not done. We're going to still be here, but I'm going to hit you with a short commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Thought it was over? Not yet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, baby.
Can't catch me, get green like Bill Bixby. Damn, I mean Bixby. Stay in 6 feet, my corner in the club. club is where the chicks be and the flicks be popping like the red carpet. That California swag with a little collar caution. Fat ass, my waist, little collar caution. Came up to me, came up to me and said, teach me how to dug it. Teach me how to dug it. If you really wanna know, then girl, you gotta go to D-town. Teach me how to dug it. Teach me how to dug it. But until then, shawty, check me out now.
These guards better work on your defense. I'm Kobe in the clutch. You other suck. And I'm no B. Jennings getting Milwaukee Bucks. What's the deal? I'm fresh like Dougie. And I keep getting cause all my love me. And my swag bring them in. Got not my money. It ain't tricking if you got it. But I am no dummy.
They be like, Ball, what? How you do that in Atlanta? Yeah. She say she like my Doug and I. She jigging off my grandma.
Okay.
Well, basically, she got it down and dirty like Diana.
Okay.
I got that Cali. You can't find that. I hit her with that flex,
yeah.
Cause she getting bread.
Yeah.
You heard what I said,
yeah.
Hit her with a text,
yeah.
Then she know what's next.
Yeah.
I teach her how to dig it, teach her how to swag.
Ha.
I ain't talking about that swag, that commander plastic bag.
Oh, no,
this ain't no whiff, I'm Merchel, this is like I'm with a tag.
Yeah.
I'll take the game, beat it up and leave it on the stack. B.O.B. up on the track, in a Jason Mack.
So I'm finna
hack, knock everything in sight,
ha.
Nothing's left intact.
Go.
I'm stuck to the seat with no seatbelt.
Go.
Don't worry about me, cause I don't need help. Ride around out of town, up 85 with a phone on my hip.
To remix it, cause I didn't mention me and M-Bone been taking down video vixens. 007 boys, we be on missions. He gon' teach him how to Dougie, I'ma make him do the dishes. Season, my palm itches. I get money, do good business. Teach him how to Dougie, God is my witness. Everybody dancing and everybody listening.
My Dougie's so fresh, I keep a bunch of fly misses. They all let me cut, no butterfly stitches. Fresher than Febreze. In the major leagues, yes, I'm the shit, so I do attract fleas. Every day I pop tags, I'm a fly. I don't even drive, I'm so fly. Big old body like Serena. Make it go back and forth. Is your name Aaliyah now?
Everybody love me. Everybody love me. Everybody love me. You ain't messing with my Dougie.
Okay, my swagger on flight. My Dougie so fresh. Killer dancing, now I'm on like wings on the jet. Cause we brought it to the hood like a brand new set. Cali, what I rap, got the game by the neck. Something like a necklace, shout out to Dallas, Texas. They taught me this dance, now these cooking me breakfast. D-Town boogie with a little Cali spin. Remix on the track, you know we had to get it in.
Mercaverse, killer remixes,
what?
Young Bad Wizzle with that Cali swag district, backpack on, snapback on, modern day LL, girls can't leave him alone, Venom suit tone, money too grown, if I stood on my wallet, I'd be 8 feet tall, belly fell, turn it up, I'm about to burn it up, on that Cali good, got a new, it's broke.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role,
we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So I'm reading up on that Mall America has now hired its first black Santa. So now shoppers in America will be able to get to experience a new face of black Santa Claus. Wow, and this is going to be the first time in the mall's 24 history a black man will actually play Santa Claus. His name is Larry Jefferson, which he will be posing for photos with children and adults alike from Thursday to Sunday as part of the Santa experience. And Luther, who is the co-owner, Santa Experience co-owner, he told the newspaper, "We want Santa to be for everyone, period." So I'm excited. Oh, that's so marvelous. Gonna have actual first black Santa. I don't think I ever. I don't remember doing a black Santa. We had a white Santa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. Anybody else heard about this Discounter song? I'm on Twitter and I'm looking at Discounter song. It looked like a new jingle. Everyone coming up with. I haven't heard it. Maybe I'm late because I'm used always late to trend, pretty much. I tell you, every time I turn around, it looks like it's a challenge every time. Mannequin challenge. Let me cut my foot off challenge. Hold on, I got to put salt on my skin. The ice bucket challenge, I'm telling you. What we need to do is get a challenge on how to save money. How about that? Especially black people, we need to get a handle on. Let's save this money together. Let's work together and come as a community because we don't do that. You know why? Because we're too much worrying about what the next person has. Oh, this person got this much. This person has that much. Child, by the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't. People better get out their feelings and start getting on this boat together and stop it. Stop the foolishness, stop the hatred, because it doesn't matter what's going on around us. We better be focusing on the pearly gates of heaven. Oh, and guess what? I just found out my girl, actress Elena Madison, the one who plays the Tara on The Walking Dead, because I love The Walking Dead. I have watched The Walking Dead from season one, thanks to my girl Crystal Dennis. She got me addicted to it. I never was addicted to it. My husband was watching it, but I don't think he was actually a true fan. Like, I actually took out my time to watch from season one all the way to season seven. I know every actor, probably not all by name. I know Andrew Lincoln, not by name, third one. But just to know every little episode, it's like, wow. But come to find out, she was actually, because she's pregnant, so I guess she's going to forget all about this maternity leave, but she was rushed back to work as soon as possible after having her first child. But all the haters out there, of course, you notice that her body has gone through some changes, and now you want to pick that out. I said, you know what gets me about people? They find more time to talk about petty stuff than what they really need to talk about. Why don't you talk about yourself for a change? And I said, talk about yourself. Talk about yourself. What's going on in your life? What's going on in that life of yours? I mean, we worrying about what, that she picked up a little weight? I think that's part of pregnancy, right? Yeah, that's part of pregnancy, to pick up a little weight. I mean, if it's not, then somebody need to let me know, because I thought it was part of the pregnancy after having birth. You still going to have that little extra weight. I just don't be understanding people. They be extra. They do. They be too extra for me, honey. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like I was saying, she got all these haters, and she been going through these changes. And you know, that shouldn't be a surprise to any of us. I mean, with the fact that she is the star of a zombie series, Welcome to Human Life and all. But at the same time, she just found herself at the mark of all these comments, and it's all about her weight gain. Someone, I think, even posted up about that. They've been all on her Instagram and stuff. But she hasn't been taking it, though. She hasn't been taking it. She's just like her character, Tara. She hasn't been taking the mess. And she took it to her Instagram to blast her page, shaming them for their shallow views and urging them to spread love over hate. Dear Instagram trolls, body shamers, and the man and woman who think it's okay to comment on my weight, I hope that you don't have children, she wrote alongside a picture of her daughter. Booyah! Elena, I'm about to go back into it. She was frustrated, but at the same time, she got it through. And she also said this. I love this part. Sharon, maybe you can't get it through your thick skull, but nursing a baby for a year, it's a lot of work, determination, and scheduling. So before you decide to make a comment about my chest being too large or how fat I've become, just know that this little girl got the best start of life. Kudos to you, Elena. I love you, girl. You ain't playing. Don't let them haters be your motivator. That's how you got to do them, honey. You have to let them know. You got to let them know, honey. Let them be your motivators. Because that's all they do. They just come to hate. They're going to hate on you regardless if you're doing well, regardless if you're doing bad, right? That's all they do. But before I leave you, the truth of the day is this. Become receptive to intimacy. Express a desire to know your friends and loved ones in deeper ways. People often believe you know everything there is to know about your friends, family, and loved ones. Often this is not the case. Ask questions, being supportive of their life, express a genuine interest in them. Give them the opportunity to share. You might begin to see this person in a new light, creating a deeper level of intimacy in your relationship. Remember to listen to their answers without interrupting with your own stories. Intimacy is when you allow someone else to see into you. Into me, see intimacy. Today, consciously connect with someone around you, family member or friend. Allow them to see you into you while you have an opportunity to see the beautiful person they are. Enjoy the day and have lots of holiday fun this weekend, everyone. And this is from my friend Mary Ellen. We always get a truth of the day. And also, carpe diem. In nature, we either live or grow. So today we want to grow. And remember that either you expand your mind to match your goals or your goals will shrink to match your mind. I'll catch you next time on The Bright Side with Technisha.
Thanks for listening to The Bright Side with Technisha. If you like what you heard, tell your dad, mother, cousin, uncle, whomever. Be sure to check out the archive section at www.brightsidewithtk.com.